Hey everybody. Yeah, I'm about to call Matthew Lidwin here, also known as Matt Eden, and we're gonna be talking about his band Eden. If everybody hold up for a second. About to ring him up here. Just gotta get this app open. Okay, everybody, it's calling him now. Come on, Matt, pick up the phone. Yo, Matt, what's up? Nothing. I'm just doing this podcast here, and I was wondering if I could ask you a few questions. I know you weren't too satisfied by the last one we did. Yeah.
Let's ignore that and make sure you delete that shit. And I hope everyone that hears this one will be fucking happy with the new one. So.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. So, the first question was, how did you come up with the band Eden?
Are you talking about the name or the band?
If you want to explain both, that's cool.
I came up with a name a long time ago. I think I had to be like 16. I honestly don't fucking know how old I was at the time. But I was in my friend's basement. His name is Tyler. He was a drummer for the band for a while. Awesome fucking dude. And we just wanted something simple and short to the point. I mean, you can have all these fucking goddamn band names that are just like "When Love Runs Black," or you know what I mean? Like, where they just keep going.
Yeah.
We just wanted something simple and short to the point, and we got it with that fucking name. I don't like the name. I hate the fucking name. But it seems to do our music justice in a way. I think, it's really hard to say. In a way, I think Eden describes exactly what we're doing musically,
Right.
but it doesn't describe the band, if that makes any sense. But at the same time, it also has, like, the image of the band. So, you have the image, yeah, but I don't know. I fucking hate the name. Totally. And, but you know what? If I hated it that much, I guess we wouldn't have it.
Right. Yeah, that is true. But
So,
yeah, I don't know. I think the name's pretty.
in a way, I'm happy we have it.
Yeah, well,
As much as I hate it. So,
I
it's a
like it. I think
love-hate
it's pretty rad.
relationship. Okay, thank you, man.
Yeah, no problem. Okay, so who was part of your band before you made your final decision and formed the band? Oh, and I'm gonna combine two questions here. Along with that question, how did you choose your bandmates?
Choose my bandmates? Well, this is a hard one. How I chose my bandmates? Well, we all been good friends since we grew up in elementary school.
Right.
I actually taught Keith how to play like some stupid song on guitar when he was like 14. He actually used to be my bitch, and I used to call him bitch all the time because he was. And I think I was like 16 or whatever. And yeah, I showed him how to play like, Smoke on the Water and showed him how to play guitar. But now he's fucking playing lead guitar, which is crazy. He's actually our keyboardist for a while.
Yeah.
During when Andy, like one of our former members, Andy Moyle, he was a drummer for the band.
Yeah.
Since we couldn't find the keyboardist, I stuck Keith on keyboard, and Keith fucking hated it. He was about to leave the band because he was just so pissed off because he couldn't play. play anything besides the keyboard for us. And he ended up getting super fucking pissed at me. And then I was just like, you know what? You play guitar, fuck it. We don't need the keyboards. And he's been a happy motherfucker ever since. But past members, Kevin used to be a lead guitarist for us. Keith used to be on bass. Tyler used to do drums. Andy Moyle used to do drums. And Stephen Wolf used to do drums as well. So we went through multiple, you know, fucking band changes and whatever.
Yeah.
But what was the other question you asked?
Like, how did you make the final decision and form the band? Like, you know, what made you decide to keep it that way, the way it is now?
Well, you really can make a final decision on who you're going to keep in the band. I mean, if one member is a fucking slacker, or, you know, if you have some dude that's fucking off, you really can't keep anything straight. Like, there's no way to do it.
Yeah.
The only way you're going to keep everything together is if everyone is together and doing it as a fucking team.
Yeah.
So, but anyways.
Okay. Yeah, that pretty much sums it up.
I think so.
Yeah, better than last time, that's for sure.
Yeah.
What was the first instrument you've ever played?
I think that had to come down to drums. I remember being in, like, you know, maybe 9 or 10, and I was beating on tin cans in my front yard, and I always wanted to play. Like, my dad, he gave me a Rush album and an album called Sabbath, Bloody Sabbath.
Yeah.
We sold it, and he gave me the album We Sold Our Souls to Rock and Roll by Black Sabbath. And he had all these albums in the basement, but he wouldn't let me listen to half of them. And I was also really into Queen at the time as well. But, I don't know, when it came down to Frank Zappa, he wouldn't let me listen to it at all because he was talking, well, Frank Zappa, I mean, he talks about, you know, banging pussy and shit. So, I don't know. I think my father raised me on awesome fucking music, and that is definitely what influenced what we are doing, for sure. Having an album that's called Sabbath, Bloody Sabbath played to you all day, every day, you know, for like a fucking year, it shows you where your music can go. And then I found out about him and started listening to them, along with Rush and Queen and all the other bands. And it's slowly started to show who we are and what we are doing.
Yeah.
So, I don't know, I'm happy about it.
Oh, yeah. So. Well, yes, it's just what makes up the band, right? But,
yeah, I mean, Keith was raised on, like, Styx and fucking probably, if I had to fucking pick any, it was probably Liberace because he acts so gay all the time. I don't know, Wong was, I actually don't know what Wong was brought up on. He's just a big fucking metalhead. I mean, he loves listening to Slayer, but we all love fucking death metal. So, it's different. I don't know what Brian got brought up on at all.
Yeah.
But I'm picturing something with a long beard and long hair. That's the best I can tell you. So maybe Lamb of God or Mastodon, maybe. Maybe Ryan should be the vocalist of Mastodon because he's got that sweet fucking beard. I'm jealous.
I seen you were growing out a beard there.
Keith will always be gay because up on the garage. I'm pretty sure.
That's jokes.
Yeah.
All right, so what was your first song?
What I wrote?
Yeah, what was your very first song that you wrote or ever played, you know?
Well, the very first song I wrote was called The Shadows of Light, and I did that when I was, like, 15. I remember sitting in my room with a fucking black candle lit, thinking I was, like, some fucking darkness king at the time. But actually, I can still fucking sing you that song, but I won't because I'm too embarrassed to. Actually, I was about to do it, but I won't.
Yeah, no, you don't have any liquid courage today.
Yeah, no liquid courage. Their first song, besides A Shadow's Life, which was written by myself. I think the very first song we actually got done was When I Arrive, and that happened with Kevin. Kevin wrote it on guitar, and we used to practice in this garage. And the kid wrote an awesome intro. Shut this fucking phone off before I break the... Never mind that, but I'm pretty sure... It was all Kevin who wrote the whole fucking song. And then I wrote the drums, and Tyler kind of had his input. I think it was like a team fucking effort at that point, because we were all so young, we had no clue how to do or write music.
Yeah.
So, I don't know, and the song's really good. We actually re-recorded it with a producer right now, and it's going to be on the upcoming album, Go Gotham, which is crazy because we're bringing the song back from...
See, so it's basically like a comeback special for that song, right?
Pretty much. Yeah, I guess comeback special. That sounds like a porn movie or something, like the comeback special. I don't know.
Yeah. Let's not go that way, but
the comeback special. What would you like the name of porn? Yeah, let me ask you a question. If
all
you
right.
had the name of porn, and there was a comeback special, what would you describe that as? Comeback special.
A guy comes back to a porno movie, and you know he makes a comeback all over first girl that he fucked in the movie.
Let's say you're already in a porn movie, okay? You're filming, you're having a good time, right?
Right.
Okay, and porno guys who are filming this porn movie tell you you need to do the comeback special. Describe what the comeback special is.
I don't know, maybe it's a special move that makes you come a certain way. I don't fucking know.
No, but it's called the comeback. So does that mean you come on their back?
That's actually a good thought. That's a good thought. I don't know, maybe you come on her back a special way.
Is it like where you play connect the dots?
Right.
On her back. And then you need to come a special way. Okay, this is enough of this shit, so.
I don't mind a little humor, but, okay, so, what was your first demo?
Demo? That was cool. Man, there was actually only three fucking... Why does this phone fucking keep ringing? Anyways, our very first CD that we ever released actually had a cover of, it was done by an artist, I can't remember the name or anything. It was called Saturn Devouring His Children. And I loved it. And my friend who designs tons of the shit for the band, and, you know, we go pretty much teamwork on everything. Saturn Devouring His Children. Look that up. Is your friend over there or no?
Yeah, my friend's here.
Yeah, look it see who's by it, but
What's it called again? What would you? Sorry.
It's called Saturn Devouring His Children. By Van Gogh. I think.
Yeah, I could probably Google
Saturn
it right here.
His Children. Yeah.
If I knew how to spell it properly.
That was the cover of our very first CD, and we went into a studio. I had fucking strep throat and was sick as a fucking dog.
Oh, yo, that sucks.
We had 2 hours to record 4 fucking songs. So what we did is we mic'd up everything and just went through them, and then I did the vocal takes at the end of it, and it turned out to be one of the songs on them. It was When I Arrive, Venus Nights, Blood Moon, and I honestly can't... Oh, yeah. The other one was called In Our Sleep.
Right.
But, it turned out to be complete shit. Like, we made, 50 copies of it or whatever. People bought it. Actually, one of my friends has the existing copy of it, and I don't even have one. Nor does anyone else in the band.
Oh, I love this story.
Or anyone else who has been in the band, and I've been trying to get this copy off him. I'm just like, give me that copy of the fucking CD. He won't fucking give it to me. He won't. I'm like, well, fuck you. You're an asshole. You should give it to the person who made it, but at the same time, he just likes to treasure it and put it in a CD collection. So, you know what I mean? You'd probably do the same, wouldn't you?
Yeah, but I just think, I love this story just because it's actually funny that he won't even give you your own CD.
No, he won't even give me my own fucking CD.
That's funny.
Yeah, and there was never entitled name for the CD. It was just Eden self-titled.
Right. All right, so where did you play your first show?
First show was at the Miramar Theater in Milwaukee. Happened on May 18th. I was supposed to drum and sing it because I've done that for multiple shows.
Right.
I actually had to drum and sing, believe it or not. I've even had to play guitar and sing. Like, the member thing has always been all fucked up. But, I'm so glad now that we have a fucking solid band. But, we played there May 18th. It was a good show. We had a great fucking turnout. I think it was 50 people just for us.
Right.
And then there were another 60 for just the who the fuck whatevers.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I think the show turned out really fucking good. But the thing is, we never had merch back then.
Right.
So no one bought anything because we didn't have anything to sell them, which was a big fucking mistake because we should have had merch big time. I think the show went good. Keith was more nervous than I've ever met a nervous person in their entire life. He would seriously go piss in the bathroom every 5 fucking minutes. Literally, he would have to take a piss every 5 minutes because he was just so fucking scared of playing on stage, and he was playing bass, and I guess according to him he almost pissed his fucking pants on stage.
That's funny.
But our other guitarist, he did great. I actually walked up there with no fear, which is really weird because I walk up on stage with more fear than I've ever had at any other show.
Yeah. Wow. How did you pick up your fan base? And also, can you, I think it's Russia, your biggest fans, right? Russians?
It seems to be that way, yeah.
How does that feel?
Russia's actually really, it feels fucking great. I mean, it's crazy that, even people in Canada and shit like that, got our Trident logo tattooed on their arm. But this fucking kid from Russia told me to send him a picture of the trident I got tattooed on me. I'm the first one with the trident tattoo. And I sent him a picture. No more than 2 days later, he sends me this fucking picture, and he's got a tattoo in the inner arm. And I'm like, holy shit. Like, that's fucking badass. Like, you know.
Dedication.
I mean, that's really, like, I admire that shit.
Yeah.
It's a weird feeling to see people get what you do musically tattooed on themselves. And I think we've had a number of, I think, 6 or 8 Eden tattoos, and that's fucking crazy to me. Like,
yeah, I came
coming from a small town, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Like, who the fuck are we, you know?
Yeah, I get what you're saying. I came across this guy on Twitter, you know. He's got the trident tattooed on him, and then right underneath it, there's the heartogram, so. And then I think above the trident, he has Eden actually tattooed.
Okay.
Yeah.
A lot of people associate us with him.
Right.
Have you seen that?
Yeah, I see a lot of that.
Like, the music style, yeah, we are influenced by him or whatnot. But we also do put a lot of different shit into our music that's not exactly him. Like,
right.
We're not trying to be a him cover band here. Not at all.
Oh, yeah, I know that. I was just trying to describe what he had in his arm.
Are out there, like, you know, that sound like Black Sabbath but don't sound like Black Sabbath? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, right, I got what you're saying.
You know, there's tons of bands out there that sound like something else, but don't sound exactly with what they're influenced by. But you can totally tell what they're influenced by.
Yeah.
I think we are one of the first bands in the U.S. to be pulling this shit off, and I think we're doing it well. But it's not like I'm sitting here trying to fucking be the new Ville Valor or something. Like, that's...
I don't know, I wasn't really looking at it that way, so.
Well, you know, you have some people comment on our fucking music video and shit. You know, like, who is this motherfucker, blah, 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 it looks like Bam Margera and fucking Ville Valor. You know, like, I've had that happen enough where people actually think that that's what we're going for. But we are not.
Yeah, right.
There's the influence. There's always got to be an influence of something.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, it doesn't matter if you're playing black metal. I mean, if you're playing black metal and then you start wearing eye makeup, I mean, I could easily compare you to, you know, Cradle of Filth or some shit like that. You know?
Oh, exactly. Yeah. Like, you know, it's all got to start from somewhere.
You're right. And so many people talk so much shit. It's so funny to me. But also, fuck them. The ones that are talking shit are the ones that are going to be talking shit and are the ones that are going to be taking their talking of shit.
Well, it's I look at it as like a jealousy
factor.
Saying it
to their friends and being like, well, fuck this fucking band, fuck this fucking shit. Well, it's just going to get us hurt even more.
Right.
At the end of the day, if you think about it, you know, the more people who fucking blow your shit up, if it's bad or good... If it's bad, it's kind of a good thing, because, I mean, when people talk shit about something, they want to check it out because it's so bad.
Yeah. Oh, just so. It's like basically constructive criticism, too, so.
You're right.
And, you know, yeah, like, yeah, I get what you're saying, yeah. But, on that note, I heard you have recorded with Chad Eigensburg. Oh, I can't even pronounce his name, but Chad Eigensburg or something. How was that experience?
The experience of working with Chad Eigensburg.
Yeah.
When I was living in Pennsylvania, I did one song with him. It was called Lust in Blood. Matty J from CKY did the drums on it.
Yeah.
I did the guitar. Matty J and Sig both did the keyboards. Bass-wise, I can't remember who fucking... Honestly, I can't remember who did bass. Nevermore, it was filmed... Yeah, it was not filmed. Who the fuck am I talking about? But, it was done in Chad's studio. I don't know, working with Chad, I loved it, to tell you the truth. Not just because, I looked up to him my whole life, you know. It was, just how we worked, because what's crazy is that I walked into the studio when we did Nevermore, okay? Me and my guitarist walked into the studio. It was like 2 p.m. or something.
Yeah.
And drums were all set up, everything was done. And when we started recording, we got done at probably around 8 or 9 p.m. We put like a 6-hour session into it and got that whole fucking song done. That whole song done.
That's awesome.
In like 6 fucking hours. I even couldn't believe it. I was like, holy fucking shit. Since when do you walk into a studio and get shit done that fast? Chad works fast. He's amazing with producing. I've never, ever met a producer that could work like Chad. I'm not saying that because I know him or some stupid shit, but that motherfucker can work. He can get the best tones I've ever heard out of a fucking guitar. Heavy, and he's going to be mixing and mastering our new shit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome. That's great to hear. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Do you plan on doing more work with them, or?
Yeah, of course. I actually talked to him not long ago. He was actually hanging out with one of my ex-girlfriends in fucking Vegas, which is crazy. But whatever. that was definitely the last time I talked. But he's going to be mixing, mastering, and doing a lot of work on our new upcoming album, Golgotha. And I'm fucking beyond excited because he knows what I want.
Yeah.
And he's gonna do a fucking beautiful job doing it.
Yeah, is it true that you're gonna be doing work with him's producer, Hilly Hilsma? Like,
Yeah, Hilly. We're just doing one song with him. It's
right.
Called, you know, it's the title track of the album, it's called Golgotha. We've been kinda cutting this short lately in the studio. Reason being is it's hard for 4 fucking guys having to pay bills, and then you have to go home and then fucking go to a studio where it charges you $35 an hour. I think that's just bullshit in a way, but
right.
I don't know. Hilly Hilsma is, yeah, definitely mixing, mastering the song Golgotha by us, and I'm fucking super stoked because like how we did it in the studio is we recorded all the bass clean, keyboards clean.
Hello? All right, so you were saying about Hilly? Yeah, for sure, man.
And he's also doing a fucking great job on, you know, on fucking guitar distortions, you know, all that shit, you know. He's working on telling us fucking what he's going to be doing with guitar distortions and wah-wahs and all this fucking crazy shit. And he's also telling us that that we will be able to use him's very first album's guitar distortions, which I'm very, very excited for to hear how they sound.
Right.
I mean, is that shitty? Would you say that's shitty that we're using him's very first guitar distortions?
No, dude, I think that's fucking amazing.
Because we're going to be ripping off the guitar distortion they used on their very first album. I don't know if that's shitty or not.
No, I actually think that's actually pretty awesome. I wouldn't say really ripping them off, but it's just more giving them, you're basically also giving them credit at the same time, you know what I mean? That they're, it was that good.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, so, yeah, I wouldn't feel shitty about that at all. But,
I don't know, it's just, I just kind of feel like a ripoff when it comes down to that, you know what I mean?
Yeah, well, you, I mean,
it's
I wouldn't
like
really.
We're taking something from someone else, like, it's not like. Like, there's so many guitar distortions out there, it's like, we could definitely fucking make our guitars sound exactly like theirs, but we're not doing it.
Yeah.
It just takes pedals to do it.
Right.
You know, guitar pedals and shit like that, but I don't know. I don't think we're, in a way, I don't know. It's weird, because I feel as if we're ripping them off, but we're not at the same time.
Yeah. Well.
It's really weird.
Like I said, you're still basically giving them credit, so, that they were that good.
Mm-hmm.
So I just think, I would look at it like that. But.
Yeah.
I heard you're going on a big tour soon. Is this still happening?
Yeah, that's going to be in May. We are going to be hitting the road with Shadow Reborn. They're an awesome fucking goth band from Florida. Awesome dudes.
I'll have to check them out.
I'm kind of jealous by how good they look. In a way. But, no, they seem to be a bunch of fucking awesome-ass dudes, and I cannot wait to be on, you know, share it. Like, we could be on the road with, like, a fucking Day to Remember or something. I hate that fucking band. I fucking hate that band. I don't know why I always have to say a Day to Remember, but maybe it's just because I hate them so much. But we could be on the road, like, with someone else. But I'm so glad to be fucking shredding the roads with a fucking goddamn goth rock band from Florida, who knows what they're doing, and they look good doing it, and they sound good doing it.
Right.
You know, that's, like, tough to come by, mostly in the U.S. Like, who the fuck is goth rock? You don't find that shit here.
Right. Right. So. Other than, you know, recording with him's producer and Chad Eingsberg, or I can't even pronounce his name half the time. But anyway, what else should we be? Yeah, there you go. But what else should we be expecting from Eden, like the band? You know.
Well, I think what you should be expecting is upcoming album this year called Golgotha. Drenched in Tears is done.
Right.
Dead and Beloved is done. Golgotha is done. And this is gonna be like what we're doing. How the album is gonna come out, which we're actually going to be releasing the first part of it soon, is how we're doing the album is totally different than most people do their albums. Like, you know, when an album comes out, you go out to the record store and you buy it, right?
Right.
Well, what we're doing is I'm calling it the Golgotha Chronicles, and I'm breaking it into three different parts.
Okay.
And it'll be easier for the band to get this done. So the very first CD will have three songs. It'll be called Golgotha, the Chronicle 1, And then you'll have Golgotha, The Chronicle 2, Golgotha, The Chronicle 3. And if you want to buy the whole album, we're going to do, like, package deals where you get all three together, you know, in the merch store. And that'll be the whole album. But we're doing it as three songs apiece.
Okay.
And I think that's pretty fucking cool.
Yeah,
not many people do that. Not many people, like, base their shit around, you know, Chronicles or fucking doing something different and weird.
Yeah, never seen someone split up their album like that before either.
Yeah, yeah. I think it's pretty cool to split up the album because each Chronicle is going to sound a little bit different than the other.
Right.
Does that make sense? Right, so, you know, it'll have a different taste to every Chronicle. Every Chronicle is going to have a different cover. But if you buy all three, it's going to just be on one hard copy album.
Yeah.
With another different cover actually describing the whole album.
That's actually sick. Yeah, so do you guys have any, like, future music videos coming up or anything?
Yeah, yeah, we're going to be filming Golgotha soon.
Okay.
Very, very soon.
That should be awesome.
Well, you know, it's starting to come out of fucking winter here in Wisconsin, and everything's drying up, and you can finally see green again.
Yeah,
thank
no kidding.
God.
I hear you. We got the same thing here going on here. Get lots of rain.
Nice to see that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, now we're just going to start filming in the woods for Golgotha. And I came up with this idea of putting, like, TVs and shit with static on them in the woods and playing and lighting shit on fire and bashing the shit out of it. So, I guess you're just going to have to wait for the music video. It should be done, like, pretty fucking soon, I'd say. But I take a long time to get anything done. The reason why is because I want it to be perfect.
Right. Right.
Mm-hmm.
But, anyway, I really appreciate you taking the time out of your day to do this interview, and,
No, thank you so much, man.
No
really
problem.
I appreciate it.
No problem. So, yeah.
Does it sound like the last one?
What's that?
Does it sound like the last one?
Oh, a lot better now. I mean, other than our little call interruption, but that's all right.
Good.
But anyway, yeah, I'll have to stay in touch with you and contact you later, okay?
Yeah, sounds good, man. All right. Thank you, Tanner.
Yeah, no problem. See you later.